This is Daim Shabazz. We're in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania for the 34th World Open. It has concluded. Everybody's now leaving, going back to their respective homes. The tournament was won by Gadakhumsky. He was declared the champion after winning on tie breaks. Actually, there was an eight-way tie for first. And This tournament had, I think it's a record, 43 Grandmasters or 40-plus Grandmasters. It's a very strong tournament. I actually have with me the last year's co-champion of the World Open, Migash Panchanathan. He's a Grandmaster from India. He's a resident student at the University of Texas at Dallas. And he played in this tournament with the idea of defending his title. And first I'd like to ask you, how did this tournament go for you?
Yeah, it didn't go very well, actually. The first half of the tournament was pretty good. I had 4.5 out of 6. But in the last three rounds, I just scored 1 point. So the last three rounds didn't go well for me. So the second half was pretty bad.
And you scored how many points?
I totally finished with 5.5.
5.5. Now, what do you... were you pleased with any of your games in particular?
Yeah, I was happy with some of the games that I played against lower-rated players. Sometimes it's very important to actually beat the lower-rated players, you know. It plays a very important role, you know. It gives you the cushion of you can go to the top players and make a comfortable draw and then come back, beat the lower-rated players. I played a couple of games with, like, I think 2300s and 2200s and beat them pretty crisp. So I was happy with how that went. But what was lacking this time for me was the finish with the Grandmasters, actually. I played a couple of Grandmasters, and with Milo, I had an okay position, and then I just started playing bad. And with the other game was with Vescovi. I had a good position with him, and he was literally in, had to make 10 moves in 3 minutes, and I had a clearly better position, which I blundered with 10 minutes in my clock. So I think this time it was really the lack of finish with the stronger players, what I would say, made the difference.
Well, just to switch a little bit, the focus is on India. There were about, I think, 10 players here that came from India for this tournament. And India has been here for, I believe, this is the second year that they've been here?
Yeah, second year as a team, but the year before that, there was one player who still played here, Abhijit Kunte, the Grandmaster. He played here. This is the third year for him. But as a team, I think this is the second year, yeah.
Okay. And how did they fare this time?
Not as good as last year. Last year was tremendous for us because I won. I tied for first, and then Sandeep and Chanda tied for like third or fourth or something like that. And everyone did pretty good last year, but this time I think Sandeepan and Ganguly, they both tied for, I would say, ninth, because the top eight goes to 7 pointers. So they got 6.5 points, and they tied for ninth place. That's the best we did this year. So I won't say it's a great outing this year.
Now, last year, I believe in the World Open, that was also the time you got your third GM norm?
Yeah, that's where I finished my GM title.
So now you make, was it the 13th Indian Grandmaster or
the
14th?
12th.
The 12th.
Because I know there's at least one more that has made it since recently.
I think two more have officially completed, and one other guy I've been hearing news, I'm not sure. So there's at least 14 before the next list, I'd say.
And then there's the young prodigy. His name is?
Nigi, Parimvijay Nigi, yeah.
So have you had a chance to see him play any?
Yeah, in 2004 I had a trip in Europe. I was touring France and Spain and in Switzerland. And I got a chance to see this guy. I played with him actually a rapid game also. So he was pretty strong. He was only, 11 years or something at the end. And he was very impressive. He was like a 2350 rated player and pretty good.
What do you attribute to the rise in strength in Indian chess? In the last Olympiad, although the team didn't fare well, it was seeded second in the tournament. And India, in my opinion, and I have written this on the chess drum, is poised to become a rising power in chess. What do you attribute to that success?
There are many factors, I would say. One of the few important things is that so many parents these days consider chess as a serious thing, you know. When the kid is like in the fourth grade, third grade, the parents seriously give it a thought and they say, okay, he can be learning chess. And I would say a lot of credit for that would go to Anand, because he single-handedly is the one who proved that chess can be professional in India, because no one else was there. He took chess to that level where he said you can make money, you can make a living, and you can make a very good living out of it. So increasingly so many players are starting to learn chess at the real young age now. So that's giving a lot of, the biggest talent comes in that age group category, you know, the under 8, under 10, under 12 categories. When you see players doing good at world level competitions from India at that level, you can naturally see some talent coming up. When they're like 14, 15, they become IM, and then before 18, they're a GM. So I think that's the main reason it's coming up. And thanks to all the young players now, like Ganguly, Sandeep Panchanda, Hari Krishna, and they're all taking chess to the next level, and Sashi Kiran, of course. So it's pretty good. The timing is good now.
Now, Anand has also the distinction of helping to inspire lots of players from other developing countries, and not just India, but I hear a lot about him in conversations among African players, players from Asia, and other players. So he's done a lot for chess. Have you had a chance to talk with him on occasion?
Yeah, a few instances. When I was, I would say, I think 13 or 14, I'm not sure, I got a chance to meet him at his house in Madras. That's my town in India. So I just spent maybe half an hour with him, and I was just going to talk to him about some of my decisions, basically. I was in a dilemma then to choose between studies and going professionally on chess and stuff. But he gave me a lot of valuable advices and things, and it was really helpful. And other than that, after becoming an IM, I've seen him play in different tournaments and seen him a couple of times. He has a very sharp memory. And he did remember my name. That was amazing. After like 5-6 years, he saw me in an elevator and he just remembered my name. And and all I had done was met him for half an hour or so in his house, which not a lot of people do. But I think he like follows a lot of local chess. Like he reads the newspaper about who's doing well in the gauge category tournaments and stuff like that.
And I think he usually goes home for some time in the during the year and helps to promote chess a lot.
Yeah, he I think comes back for a couple of months or so. I'm not sure exactly how much, but I think something like that. Yeah, he does. I'm not sure about it.
So what is the future hold for Magash? Do you plan on, you're going to be finishing your studies soon? Are you going to be going back to India? Are you going to stay here on the stateside?
Right now I'm just about done with my undergrad degree, and I'm doing a fast track to do my master's in computer science, same college, University of Texas at Dallas. So currently all I'm thinking about is I have one more year with school, and I still get funded for playing some tournaments. So I'm only focused right now on the next 1 year, where probably 1.5 years, where I can get to play some chess. But it's going to be intense, because once I start masters, it's going to be difficult to do a lot. But I should just choose the right tournaments and play. And I need to improve my rating and stuff and be more consistent. And I need to work on my opening preparations and stuff. As far as the future goes, after the 1.5 years or so, I'm just leaving it open. I haven't thought much about it. For now, I'm at least planning to stay here for some while, work here, and maybe after that I'll think about going back or staying here or whatever it is.
Now, you're at the University of Texas at Dallas, and they have a very successful program there in terms of recruiting chess players. Has that been helpful in your development?
Oh, it's been amazing. I made all my 3 GM noms after joining UTD. So it was not like I was almost done and then I just came here and joined here and just studied. No, I've been doing my undergrad and I've been successful with it, and I'm also completed my GM title here. So it's been very, very good here. They fund for chess tournaments, they fund for chess coaching, anything related to chess they fund you, and they give us strong mental support. You know, our chess program director Dr. Redman, our coach Roddy Milovanovic, well, pretty good. And we have a very strong team, like you said. Now we have about 8 IMs, I would say, and a couple of GMs now, including Alejandro and me. So the atmosphere is really good. When you are with a lot of players, obviously you're not like going out of touch. You know, you want to play some tournaments and you discuss games and stuff. So the environment is good.
Now I have to ask you a favor. I have a very good friend who's at UTD, Amos Simatowe, and I want you to make sure that you motivate him to get that third norm, because sometimes he, you know, I think he needs a push of encouragement. So, you know, keep on him, and the third norm is not far away from him. He's a very talented player. Do you all play a lot at UTD?
Yeah, we do. We play a lot. We have like chess club meetings every week, so we meet on Fridays and then we play or we discuss things. So I'll definitely keep an eye on him for you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's all the questions I have, but could you tell us your name? Your name is a very interesting name. Could you tell us what Magash means?
Magash is a name of a god, Hindu god. We have basically three gods. One is a creator, and one is a safety keeper, and the other one is a destroyer. So Magesh would stand for destroying god. So
okay, so I guess that's appropriate name for a chess player, to be a destroyer.
Yeah, sometimes I destroy, sometimes I get destroyed, so
so it works both ways.
Yeah.
Well, that's all the questions I have, and I'd like to thank you for taking these few minutes to speak to us.
Sure, thanks.
This is Daim Shahbaz of the Chess Realm. We're signing off.